I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. The humor of the late Joan Rivers is being brought back to the stage with a tribute show at a new St. Louis venue, and later we're going to introduce you to the female impersonator who portrays Joan, Joe Posa, and to Tony Tripoli, who wrote material for Rivers and who was also a regular opening act for her. Also, best-selling author Ridley Pearson will join us. The novel that he co-wrote with comedian Dave Barry became a Tony Award-winning play a few years ago. Ridley will be here along with Steve Wolfe to talk about the Reps production of Peter and the Starcatcher. We begin with what's being billed as a holiday spectacular. That's next Tuesday evening at the 560 Music Center. The acoustic quartet, the 442s, will be teaming up with singers Aaron Bodie and Brian Owens, and with pianist Peter Martin. Aaron and Brian are here. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
And where's Peter?
We are, he's here in spirit.
Okay, good enough. Also with us in person is the 442's cellist, Bjorn Ranheim. Hi, Bjorn.
Hi, Steve.
You all, I think, have worked together on multiple times before, haven't you?
Yes, I think we joke that we are all constantly a part of each other's projects.
Yeah.
Because you can't stray too far from one without getting to the other, mm-hmm. So.
It's musically inbred,
willingly.
Would
say. Yeah, a little bit.
One thing I've always really liked about the 442s is how they blend, you know, different styles of music together. And what you're doing with these three is a really good example of that.
Absolutely. I mean, we love collaborations of all kinds. And I think the people we're working with on the Holiday Spectacular are some of our favorite friends to work with. They're just, you know, they bring such depth of and knowledge of, you know, Brian with soul music and Aaron with jazz music. And Peter, of course, phenomenal jazz pianist with an amazing knowledge of music and everything. So I think for us, it helps us be better musicians. And it creates a lot of excitement when we perform.
Do the same for you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always inspired by working with, Peter, Brian, the 442s. And we have a great time. We would spend a lot more time, I think, with each other just outside of music if we had more time.
Just hanging around?
Yeah, we love hanging out with each other. It's really fun.
Brian, I think you and Peter recorded some holiday music with the 442s, I guess, last season.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I mean, I love the idea. You know, we talk about the infusion of all of our disciplines, but how they complement each other. Like, you know, you're taking the 442s, but doing soulful arrangements of things where the vocal and the vibe and the feel are coming from, you know, maybe a more soulfully derivative place. Like, I can't think of anybody better in St. Louis.
We have a recording from that, Bjorn, of White Christmas.
Yeah, this is the wonderful White Christmas recorded last year, 442s with Peter Martin and Brian Owens. And as you can tell, it definitely brings in the soul of the season.
I really like the arrangement of that. I can hear some Brian Owens going on there, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Just a little.
Can't miss it.
Just a little.
We're talking about the 442's Holiday Spectacular featuring vocalist Aaron Bodie and Brian Owens and pianist Peter Martin. And maybe before we go any farther, Bjorn, why don't you mention Sean and Sid and Adam?
Yeah, well, my colleagues in the 442s are the wonderful Adam Manis, who is a multi-instrumentalist and composer, and he really does a lot of the arrangements and compositions for the 442s, and he's kind of worked this entire holiday show up from the ground up, so we're really excited about that. And then, of course, Sid Rodway, who you just heard opening that last tune, is the phenomenal bass player. And Sean Weil is my colleague from the St. Louis Symphony. He's a violinist. So, and I should not leave out the wonderful drummer that's going to be joining us on this concert as well, the one and only Montez Coleman.
So how's it going to work? Are y'all performing together, doing individual things too? Or
yes, all of the above.
How's it going to happen?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of different kind of permutations of the group. We're all going to be on a few tunes. We're going to break down into some smaller groups. Aaron and I are doing a beautiful new arrangement of Christmas Time Is Here, the wonderful Peanuts, Charlie Brown Christmas theme. And so we'll be doing that. Brian and Sean are going to be doing a great arrangement of Chestnuts.
Can we do a little holiday talk?
Let's do a little holiday talk.
You know, I was thinking that most people complain. Of course, no one in my business, but other people complain about working holidays.
Yeah.
But I'm almost thinking that maybe you guys don't, that almost working holidays might be fun for you. First, have you ever worked an actual holiday? Have you ever performed on Christmas or New Year's? You performed on New Year's recently, didn't you?
All the time.
No? New Year's is different, but, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving, usually not. Mm-hmm. I usually don't.
Yeah, my husband and I, we always play Christmas Eve at our church.
Oh, really?
So it's kind of a tradition. And at first, I wasn't too keen on it because I grew up, my dad's a Lutheran pastor.
Right.
And we always had interruptions on Christmas because we were, you know, he was doing services. And so I thought, finally, when I'm an adult, I'll be able to spend Christmas Eve at home with my husband. But no, we're not. No. But I've actually grown to really love it. It's our tradition.
But it's not like working a cash register, at least. I mean, you're making people happy, and it's, you know,
hopefully,
it's more fun than the normal person working on a holiday.
It's true. We love what we do, and we can help to bring more joy.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. You're doing something really fun and wonderful.
You know, everybody has their own memories, too. I'm just curious about you guys. Memories when you're younger for Christmas, things you hang on to and cherish and treasure. I'm just wondering, for example, if there are any traditions coming up this season that you're going to carry on, that go back to your childhood or whatever.
Well, I don't know my childhood, but we're really trying to start a tradition with our kids, especially around the Christmas time, about them not receiving but giving, and then dependent, like, and watching how God blesses them, even though we don't give them stuff. They always have stuff for Christmas.
That's awesome.
So,
At my family, I think in Minnesota, we always grew up, and I think Aaron probably has a similar experience. We always have a traditional Norwegian meal on Christmas Eve, and part of that is making this Norwegian kind of flatbread called lefse. And it was always done by my mother and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, but just this past weekend, I actually got my family together with Aaron and Sid, and we made lefse together at our house, which was a lot of fun because now we're kind of bringing those traditions into our home here in St. Louis.
Aaron, we don't have a recording of you with the 442s, but we wanted to share something you did, and we have a song that you co-wrote with Adam Maness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I put out a Christmas CD a few years back, and three of the songs are original songs that Adam and I wrote together, and we're going to be playing this one at the concert on the 8th. So,
and it is?
It's called The Stars Song because it's written from the perspective of the Christmas star.
He picked me out, one in a billion. He said, I've got something for you to do. They'll need to know where to go to find him. And it's all up to you. Oh,
Okay, everybody put their lighters away.
Yeah.
Get a visual there. That's Aaron Bodie. Beautiful, Aaron.
Thank you.
I have to say. There's going to be, Bjorn, a premiere of a work and a new instrument in the program?
Yeah, so there's some exciting stuff going on. So Adam Manis just purchased this beautiful new, very old Celeste, which is made by Genco. And he had Jackson Pianos do this wonderful refurbishing on this instrument. And it's a very Christmassy sounding instrument. You'll hear it if you ever listen to Tchaikovsky's ballet, you know, the Nutcracker. But we're also going to be doing a world premiere of a brand new piece written by Adam. And it's in kind of honor of these beautiful photos of snowflakes that have been done by a friend of ours, Rick Walters. And so not only will the audience hear great classical or classics from the Christmas repertoire, but they'll hear a brand new world premiere.
Aaron, Brian, do you have a anything you're doing next Tuesday that really means a lot to you in particular? Any favorite, your own personal favorite?
Well, one of the songs that I love to do this time of year and I'm really proud of is the song you just played, the Star Song. That's something that I'm really happy that we were able to write. And we're actually doing another original song of ours called Skating. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to enjoy that a lot, too.
Right. Count Your Blessings from White Christmas. It's got to be my favorite holiday songs, and I really love the arrangement that we do.
It's the 442's Holiday Spectacular with special guests Peter Martin, Brian Owens, and Aaron Bodie. It's next Tuesday evening, 7:30, at the Lee Concert Hall at Washington University's 560 Music Center. For more information about that, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. And Bjorn, yesterday, didn't I see you for a second on a TV commercial for St. Louis Symphony?
Yeah, I think so. There's a little snippet of me.
Now, you're also a symphony member. So
I am.
You're doing the Messiah.
Yeah, we're doing Handel's Messiah four times this weekend, which is a phenomenal, you know, beautiful, beautiful work to get you in the holiday spirit as well.
All right, one final thing I'm going to ask you, and it's controversy. And I need opinions from music professionals, so who better than the three of you?
Great.
Last night, I didn't even know it was on. I turned on NBC, and there was a live production of The Wiz, and it's gotten all sorts of controversy, good and bad. So where do you come down on it? Do you want to say anything about it?
I wish I had watched it live. I saw some previews on TV beforehand, and I'm going to try to watch it sometime, but one of my favorite movies of all time is The Wiz, the original Wiz. So
yeah. Well, I love how they're doing this. It's live productions, right?
It's great. Yeah. It brings back the whole live TV special thing that has been missing from TV for a while.
Yeah, Mary Martin, Peter Pan. That was a good one, I remember.
Right. What would you like to see? What's next?
My children enjoyed it.
Good.
Well, that's good.
Good, Brian. That's good.
How about you?
We're not contributing to this controversy.
That's right. Now I'm sorry I asked you.
My children enjoyed it. That was good. It was good.
Again, it's the 442s with Peter Martin, Brian Owens, and Aaron Bodie next Tuesday at the 560 Music Center. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday. Thank you so much
for being here.
Thanks for having us.
See you. Coming up next on Cityscape, it's Ridley Pearson. This is St. Louis Public Radio.